What is the one thing that really makes you feel alive? You don't have to say it out loud, but think about it. For some people, it's something exhilarating, like rock climbing or parachuting or driving a motorcycle. For others, it's something really, really quiet, like reading a good book, sitting back and just meditating. For some, it has to do with world-changing ideas, making the world a better place, making the world a different place. And for others, it hits much more close to home. And whatever that one thing is, as long as it's something good and uplifting instead of greedy or harmful, it's worth really pouring yourself into, don't you think? What's something that holds you back? And maybe that's a harder question. Maybe it's what is exhilarating or quiet or world-changing or close to home. What holds you back from pouring yourself into what really makes you feel alive? In today's Bible reading, Jesus saw through the mask that the rich person wore. That person followed God's rules. Probably did much good. But Jesus saw that this person's wealth was holding them back. Jesus got to do that. He just kind of knew stuff sometimes. We don't know stuff like that. But Jesus saw through that person's mask. Too much money holds some people back. But not enough money holds other people back. The endless pursuit of money holds people back. Running out of money holds people back. So what's a person to do? Why does money complicate things so much? I mean, think about it. Money is what's necessary to do so many things, but it complicates things to no end. Why does it make things possible and complicate things? And why does it hold things back? Who can figure that out? Anybody have the ultimate answer on that one? The disciples asked, who could be saved? Jesus told a rich person to sell everything they had and then to follow him. And the person couldn't do it. They weren't ready to give up their stuff and let Jesus be the center. Really, though, think about it. Are any of us willing to give up our stuff and let Jesus be the center? I will be the first to raise my hand and say, no. I'm not willing to give up my stuff. I've got stuff. Raise your hand if you have stuff. Yeah, we all got stuff. Jesus said it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's realm. And then I think the debate began. No, maybe not. But camel through a needle's eye? That's impossible. He can't really mean that. It must be one of those things that Jesus says that means something different. And, you know, Bible readers, Bible scholars have been talking about this for years, probably since it first got said. Some have come up with this explanation, which is kind of interesting. The eye of the needle is the name for a small door where a person could enter the city after the large gate had been closed. It was large enough to walk through, but a loaded down camel could not make it through. Little doorway. Camel couldn't make it through. I saw a Bible character actor kind of carry this out further. He said that the only way a camel could make it through the eye of the needle would be if it got rid of all of its baggage and then stooped down on its knees and virtually crawled through the door. And that's a great visual. It's only when we're willing to strip off all of the baggage we carry with us and humble ourselves before God that we can enter into God's realm. And it makes perfect sense. And that's the problem. It makes sense and it's possible. When we just think further than we had before. Jesus, however, I don't think he was trying to make sense. He wasn't talking about something that was possible at all in any realm. well, in God's realm, but he was talking about something that was truly impossible. Because the disciples said, then who can be saved? And Jesus looked and said, for mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible. See, when Jesus talked about the camel through the eye of a needle, I don't have a needle in my hand, but you wouldn't be able to tell, right? There's a needle. I think he was talking about a sewing needle. Something totally impossible for us to do, for a camel to do, but not impossible for God to do, because God is the God of making the impossible possible. God will be what the future requires, and God is a God of generosity. And God calls all of God's people. God calls us to live as people of generosity. God calls us to give as a people of generosity. And God offers hope. It's as if God is saying, you can do this. I am with you. This Bible reading today, it isn't about you just can't do that. It's about God can make it possible. It's as if God is giving a cheering lesson or a cheering session saying, you can do this. I am with you. So today, look on the banner, we are entering into stewardship season. Can I get a whoop whoop? Come on, who's excited about stewardship season? Yeah, like, thanks for doing that and really trying hard with that. A few of you, yeah. Stewardship season, the season where people start getting nervous because there's not enough, right? Season where sometimes folks say, it's time to step up and meet our obligations. It's a season that we announce we'll receive our estimate of giving cards and our time and talent cards on Sunday, November 11th. Got that date in your mind now? It's a season where we announce that we're going to have a marvelous stewardship celebration lunch right after worship on November 11th. And you can sign up today. See, I just made that announcement. It's the season where we imagine what can happen in the coming year. It's the season where we think about giving to support the ministry of St. Paul's United Church of Christ. And here's the thing that's important. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. Giving of time and talent with delight. Giving of money with delight. And God, who is cheering us on, offers hope. You can do this. I'm with you. Some have lots of time to give. Some have very, very little. Some have significant financial resources. Some have very little. And God has blessed each person with talent in many different areas. And God delights when all give generously according to how they are able. God delights when we give not out of obligation, but out of love for God and for everyone. And God offers hope. You can do this. I'm with you. So over the next several weeks, consider what it is that makes you really feel alive. Consider what it is that holds you back. And be willing to bring both to God. Be willing to trust that our generous God, for whom all things are possible, will give you the ability to be delightfully generous, even if you think or even know that that's totally impossible. Amen.